I will not spin this out. What did you do with the dog? Mr. Pin's finger touched another lever. Wheel, 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 wheel. My clients have long memories and deep pockets. Other killers can be hired. Do you understand me? There was a tiny ouch as the off lever hit the imp on the head. Mr. Slant got up and walked across to an ancient cabinet.
Would you like a drink, Mr. Pin? I am afraid I have only embalming fluid.
Not yet, Mr. Slant.
And I think I probably have a banana somewhere.
Mr. Slant turned, smiling beatifically at the sound of the smack of Mr. Pin catching Mr. Tulip's arm.
I told you I'm going to kill him.
Too late, alas, said the lawyer, sitting down again. Very well, Mr. Pin. This is about money, is it?
All widowed, plus another 50,000.
But you haven't found the dog.
Nor have the watch, and they've got a werewolf. Everyone's looking for the dog. The dog's gone, but that doesn't matter. This little box matters.
That is very little in the way of evidence.
Really? You asking us about the dog? Talking about killers? I reckon that Vimes' character will niggle away at something like that. He doesn't sound like the sort to let things go. Mr. Pin smiled humorlessly. You've got stuff on us, but, well, between you and me, he leaned closer. Some of the things we've done might be considered, well, tantamount to crimes.
All them ing murders for a start, said Mr. Tulip, nodding.
Which, since we are criminals, could be called typical behaviour, whereas, Mr. Pin went on, you're a respectable citizen. Doesn't look good. Respectable citizens getting involved in this sort of thing. People talk.
To save misunderstandings, said Mr. Slant, I will do you a draft of
jewels, said Mr. Pin.
We like jewels, said Mr. Tulip.
You have made copies of that thing, said Slant.
I'm not saying anything, said Mr. Pin, who hadn't, and didn't even know how. But he took the view that Mr. Slant was in no position to be other than cautious, and it looked as though Mr. Slant thought so too.
I wonder if I can trust you, said Mr. Slant, as if to himself.
Well, you see, it's like this, said Mr. Pin, as patiently as he could. His head was feeling worse. If news got around that we'd shopped a client, that wouldn't be good. People would say, you can't trust a person of that kind of ilk. They do not know how to behave. But if the people we deal with heard we'd scragged a client because the client had not played fair, then they would say to themselves, these are businessmen. They are businesslike. They do business. He stopped and looked at the shadows in the corner of the room.
And,
said Mr. Stant, and
the hell with this, said Mr. Pin, blinking and shaking his head. Give us the jewels, Slant, or Mr. Tulip will do the asking, understand? We're getting out of here with your damn dwarfs and your damn vampires and trolls and dead men walking. This city gives me the creeps, so give me the diamonds right now.
Very well, said Mr. Slant. And the imp?
It goes with us. We get caught, it gets caught. We die mysteriously, then some people find out about things. When we are safely away, you're in no position to argue, Slant, Mr. Pin shuddered. I am not having a good day. Mr. Slant pulled open a desk drawer and tossed three small velvet bags onto the leather top. Mr. Pin mopped his brow with a handkerchief. Take a look at him, Mr. Tulip. There was a pause while both men watched Mr. Tulip pour the gems into one enormous palm. He scrutinised several through an eyeglass. He sniffed at them. He gingerly licked one or two. Then he picked four out of the heap and tossed them back to the lawyer.
You think I'm some kind of an idiot, he said.
Don't even think of arguing, said Mr. Pin.
Perhaps the jewellers made a mistake, said Mr. Slant.
Yeah? Said Mr. Pin. His hand darted into his jacket again, but this time came out holding a weapon. Mr. Slant looked into the muzzle of a spring gun. It was technically and legally a crossbow, in that human strength compressed the spring,